With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The third Republican presidential debate was held last night in Florida. Five GOP hopefuls took to the stage to make their case to voters. Edwin Mora brings us up to date.
The GOP rivals clashed over foreign policy, including Israel's war against Iran-backed Hamas terrorists, funding for Ukraine, the China threat to America, and the record influx of illegal migrants crossing the U.S. southern border. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy continued to square off. Haley called the entrepreneur a scum after he made a comment about her daughter using the popular Chinese social media platform TikTok. Haley and DeSantis also traded jabs over China.
As with the first two debates, former President Trump skipped the event. Former president once again held his own event at the same time of the debate. This rally involved South Florida's Cuban community.
Crooked Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats are turning the United States into communist Cuba. And you know, because we have a lot of great Cubans here. We have some great Cubans here. And nobody ever did more for Americans who love Cuba than a gentleman named Donald J. Trump when he was president.
Also at SRNnews.com, SAG-AFTRA negotiators are approving a tentative agreement that will end the longest actor strike against film and television studios in Hollywood history. The union said the strike will officially end at 12:01 a.m. this morning after a deal was approved via a unanimous vote. The agreement will now go to the SAG-AFTRA National Board to be approved Friday. A 5.3 magnitude earthquake hit western Texas Wednesday morning. According to the National Weather Service in El Paso, it was felt more than 200 miles away in New Mexico. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Photographer Bob Updegrove does not have to work on gay weddings in violation of his Christian faith. So says a settlement between the Virginia photographer and the state in a legal battle over non-discrimination laws. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Updegrove and released a statement saying, quote, "Free speech is for everyone. As the Supreme Court recently affirmed, the government can't force Americans to say things they don't believe." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
So-called gay games, an athletic competition exclusively for homosexuals, is underway in Hong Kong. This despite opposition from city lawmakers. Conservative councilmen are warning Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee to beware of bad ideologies and acts of soft resistance. They argue that the games advocate for legalizing same-sex marriage, a move which would violate a national security law. This is SRN News. Ivanka Trump testifies that she had no role in her father's personal financial statements, which are central to a civil trial. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Ivanka Trump took the witness stand Wednesday, telling the court, "I wasn't involved in his statement of financial condition," about her role as Donald Trump's daughter and an executive vice president at the family business, which she left to go with her father to the White House. She was dropped from the state attorney general's lawsuit alleging Trump inflated his wealth to secure loans. But the state still says she was central to some deals. Ivanka Trump testified she did not recall ever having provided asset valuation information. She did recall being shown, in her words, a few documents that referenced financial statements, but she said that was not something I was involved in. I'm Julie Walker.
Eli Lilly's new weight loss drug, Zepbound, is approved by the FDA. More details at SRNnews.com.